And each week we have someone from our congregation that gives the communion meditation. If that person will come make their way here. All right, it's Robert. There you go, Robert.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Trinity family. I'm Robert, and I'm an overcomer. Tonight I want to share what communion means to me. But first I want to share a little of my story. 20 years ago, on August 27th, my three-year-old daughter, Harmony, drowned in a swimming pool and died. At that time, I was in rehab. That very evening, I was sitting in an AA meeting when my brother came and then told me that my little girl was gone. I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Why, God, why?" All the way from Naples to Miami, Florida, I cried. I screamed and I begged God for an answer. When I arrived at the hospital, I sat beside my daughter and held her in my arms. Her body was lifeless. I remember feeling completely numb. The pain was so deep that I didn't even have words for it. I begged God to take me instead. I told him she is worth so much more than me. Than I am. At that moment, I honestly believed my life was over. But here I am 20 years later, still standing, still recovering, still believing. And I came to tell you that I did not make it through the pain by my own strength. God carried me when I could not carry myself. And that brings me to communion. When I think about what I went through losing my daughter, I think about God watching his own son go to the cross. Jesus knew the pain that was coming. He knew the rejection, the suffering, the nails, the crown of the thorns and the cross. Yet he still chose to endure it. Why? Because he loves us. He gave his body. He shed his blood. He gave everything so that our sins could be forgiven and so that we could have a way back to God. When I hold the bread and the cup, I don't just see a tradition. I see love, I see sacrifice, I see grace, I see hope. I know many of us have experienced loss. Some of us had our hearts broken in ways we never thought we could survive. And sometimes that pain never completely goes away, but I've learned something. God doesn't promise that we will never experience pain. He promises that we will never have to walk through it alone. Amen. And because of Jesus, Jesus' death is not an end of our story. So as we come to the Lord's table tonight, let us remember what Jesus did for us. Let us remember the price he paid. Let us, the love he showed and the promise he gave us. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ died for me. And because he lives, we have hope. So tonight, let us take communion with grateful hearts, not only remembering his death, but celebrating the promise of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us to give everything. Amen. Thank you.